All right, a quick story of maybe inspiration. So many people lost their jobs in the last 2 years. I mean, 2008, 9, 10, just terrible years for our economy with the big bailout and all that. And so many people who thought that, you know, things were just going along smoothly, all of a sudden they thought they'd never be in jeopardy.
Yeah.
And they were either let go unceremoniously or they were offered a job at a, you know, where they say, hey, we're going to fire everybody and hire everybody back. Doing the same job at half. I met a lady named Ernestine. I told you I went to the farmer's market.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the poblano peppers were caused me the fire down below.
Your junk is on fire.
Oh, yeah, the fire down below.
You are literally a fire crotch.
Yeah. No, actually, I'm temporary. You're a permanent fire crotch. Okay, well. I'm a temporary fire crotch.
Yeah. Anyway.
Moving on.
We're off.
Ernest there or
never
whatever.
Want that feeling again. Ernestine. Yeah. So inside the farmer's market, they sell, obviously produce and all that stuff. But then there are people that are selling, like, specialty things. I run into Ernestine. I don't know her name at that time, but she has this, she has four tables set up, and she's in the middle.
Okay.
And it's all these little sauces and stuff, you know? And I like to cook, so I'm looking at, like, the truffle oil,
mm-hmm.
and they're specialty brand. Never seen them before. Look kind of homemade packaging, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Shop local, kid.
Yeah. So I'm thinking, I'm shopping local. This will be great. So I'm asking Ernestine, like, what's in this one? And tell me about the Chipotle chili rubbing sauce.
Right, but, don't rub that down there.
And
yeah.
She is just telling me she knows these
things
inside and out. And she's 72.
Okay.
She's a grandma.
I could tell by the name.
Ernestine. And I said, well, how did you create this stuff? She goes, oh, it's not. I didn't make this stuff. It's not mine. Mm-hmm. It's not. No. She goes, I got laid off by the airline after 22 years of working there.
Okay.
I got 6 weeks of severance pay after 22 years.
Man.
She said, I was all depressed, not sure what I was going to do. I'm taking care of three of my grandkids full-time, full-time custody of three of her grandchildren at 72. She has health problems. She has diabetes. She's a big woman.
Mm-hmm.
And she said that one of her sons told her, we're going to the fair. Come with us so you can watch the kids and take them on the kiddie rides.
Okay.
She goes to the fair. She goes to the exposition hall, and she sees somebody selling this product and the one she's selling now, and she tries it, and she's like, oh, that's really good. And she loves to cook for her grandkids. So she did one thing that changed her life forever. She went home and she Googled it, and she reached out and sent an email to the company and said, do you have a representative in my city selling this? They said, no, we don't. She said, well, how much is it to become that? They said, well, it's free. Just buy the stuff and give us a cut. That's all you have to do. Mm. So when you buy the bottles from the company, that's when they make their money.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They
right.
make it off the person selling them.
Yeah. Right.
So they don't care if you sell
you
them or
sell
not.
You can sell it for whatever, too,
you can sell
right?
it for whatever, yeah. So she has taken that, and she had this nice display set up,
mm-hmm.
and she said Ernestine is making three times what she ever made at the airline.
Good for her.
And she works only on the weekend,
mm-hmm.
Saturday and Sunday, $14 a bottle for olive oil, vinegar, you know, flavored oils, things like that.
Yeah.
$14 a bottle.
Wow.
She makes about $6 per bottle. She's selling about 500 bottles a weekend.
Good for her.
Wow.
Wow.
Oh, that's but awesome. That's
just
a good story.
Yeah, I hope that just can serve as, you know, maybe some third-party inspiration.
Yeah.
If you're thinking about, like, these are my only options, mm-hmm. there's always other ones.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking about going into the Herbalife business. I just don't know.
If I inspired one person to do that, I want to retract the whole story. 3,000 a
week. You should invest.
Weekends. That's not the point.
Oh, third thing.
What was the point again?
The point is,
you can find something you like to do.
There are other options than going in every morning being unhappy.
Well, is this like a subliminal message you're trying to present to anyone in particular?
You guys are so paranoid.
You are? No, you're like George Clooney. He's going to start pulling out our resumes from years ago going, Jenna, I see on here it says you like to exercise, yeah. So maybe you should get into the personal training business.
There you go.
Did you get me a job as a ball boy for the Chargers?
The top, we
you would take that. They brought you your own oil kit.
This could be the video for this song, this story. Go talk to Ernestine.
That's pretty good.
All right, do me a favor. If my story actually did inspire you even a centimeter, would you please post that on Facebook and not didn't make you paranoid or think I'm trying to tell you you're being fired or
did you just
I just know
Facebook?
How I feel in this moment.
Yeah. And how is that? Crazy?
I need to order a kit.
Like she's being crucified.
You don't feel inspired?
What kind of kit?
That didn't inspire you?
No. What, you need to order
I don't know how I'm
going to
make
kit?
Ends meet selling oil on the weekend, but I'll try.
Okay. All right.
Well, Kelly, you could dance.
I could dance.
Depends on what you do with the oil.
I want to dance.
Kelly.
You know, there is a market. Kelly. I hear if they pay pregnant women to dance on a pole,
I know.
What would they pay me?